You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Off the air yesterday, I was talking to Jeremy about, you know, we'd seen a couple of stories come up involving people who got themselves in a predicament. Instead of going to an emergency room or something like that, they kind of did their own little surgical procedure to fix themselves up.
Yeah.
And it brought to mind the story of one of my uncles. I didn't know him real well. He's one of those uncles that I saw maybe once a year. I didn't know him real well. I just knew he was a tough old guy, you know, a tough old war veteran and everything else. And the classic story in the family was him working on his property. He had a bunch of property down there in San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah.
And he was out doing something, and with one of his pieces of equipment, put some sort of gash in his calf that I want to say was probably like 6 inches long, 8 inches long.
Nice.
Just laid it open his leg, which is definite stitches. Mm-hmm. And you got to get to, you know, an emergency room pretty quickly for that. No, not this uncle. He sent one of his sons into the garage to get some of his fishing line.
Mm-hmm.
And had, you know, saying, go tell your mom to give her one of her needles. He sat out there in the field and took a needle and fishing line
down
and sewed his own leg together.
What a man.
I mean,
that's intense.
I'll just say it, Jer. I wouldn't ever be able to do that.
I couldn't do that either. That's super cringy.
There's this whole thing about DIY surgery. And then there are extreme stories. Because we're gonna shift from the extreme stories. But I do have to give you one extreme. Because I just read about this. This Australian army officer conducted an appendectomy on himself without anesthesia of any kind, using only a pocket knife and a mirror. He took out his own appendix with a pocket knife.
That seems
and a
like it's
mirror.
Made up.
No, it's
how would
it's
you know?
Jock McLaren
out.
Was his name.
Really?
They said he did have knowledge of veterinary medicine. He had learned a little
so
bit about
knew
that.
Knew what he was looking for, I guess.
I guess.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, these are some wild stories, man.
Yeah. All right.
There's stories of people. Obviously, there's a bunch of stories. I don't know if we want to get into this. The ones where people saw off limbs.
Well, what wasn't that? That was a story. That hiker out in Arizona, wasn't it? That got
Aaron Ralston.
Yes, who sawed his arm off or something with a pocket knife.
Yeah, there have been a lot of stories like that, actually. People who take off arms, people who cut off their legs to get away from, you know, being pinned out in the wilderness.
That's a lot. I mean, we're looking for, like, would I sliced my finger open once, removing some trim, and I wrapped it in duct tape for, like, 4 days, you know?
Exactly.
Instead of going to get stitches. I think that's more of what we're looking for.
I think that's more likely what we're going to get.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
We don't want your stories, like the extreme stories you've read about, anymore. We're going to shift now to what have you actually done that would qualify as DIY surgery?
Or seen. I mean, just talking about this yesterday, I was talking about my grandpa, who was a carpenter for many years, and I, to this day, I could still visualize his hands and how crooked each finger was. And it wasn't because of arthritis or anything. It's just because he broke them on the job site doing various things, and he would just snap them back into place and keep working. You know, you got to make the paycheck. And his pointer finger was a letter L. I mean, it was like a capital letter L. The very tip of it went like to the right, and I was like, man. You didn't go see anybody about that? I was like, no, just kept working.
No.
Just keep plugging.
We should read a couple of these that have come in first. This one from Dylan. It says, I remember my wife getting a horrible jagged splinter in her hand when we were refinishing our old deck. I mean, it was bad. She ended up taking her sharpest knife in the kitchen and making an incision in her hand, then using tweezers to extract the wood. Then she used super glue on the wound, wrapped it up, and went back outside.
Keep on living. You can do it all at home.
Dylan says, meanwhile, I'm almost passing out.
Yeah, that's gross.
That's tough.
I'm seeing multiple ones roll in. It looks like you just need to go to Hobby Lobby to get your tools for doing yourself surgery. Bryce says, cut off a mole with an X-Acto knife. KJ lanced a stubborn sty with an X-Acto knife, and John took off some skin around an ingrown nail with an X-Acto knife.
That's the thing, huh?
Those things are sharp.
Apparently, it's the X-Acto knife, and as you brought up earlier, super glue.
There was another glue one in here. Here it is. Maisie, I sliced a good inch off my thumb while I was grating cheese. I did the super glue trick, glued it down, wrapped it up, and went back to my quesadilla.
Listen, my doctor, whom I loved, okay, he was terrific, and he retired finally. But I do have a memory of him telling me one time, just keep super glue around your house. It'll come in handy, and it works great.
It's a thing, I guess.
Yeah, and it was my doctor saying, just super glue some things. You don't need to come in all the time for stitches. Sometimes, yes. No, just glue it up.
Glue it up, wrap some painter's tape around it, and live your life.
Let's grab some calls here, starting with Aaliyah. Aaliyah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So what happened?
So I rode horses when I was younger, and I got thrown off of one of my horses into a barbed wire fence, and I went through the fence. And my entire right side was cut open. So what we did is I threw myself in the shower. I doused myself in hydrogen peroxide, and we covered it up with menstrual pads and vet wraps.
Hey, why not? Why not? Super absorbent. Yeah, okay.
That's a great story. Hey, thank you for calling. Have a safe day today.
See you later.
Okay?
Thank you, boys.
I'll read you a message really similar from Samantha. She says, growing up in the ranching lifestyle, I've given myself more than one set of stitches. Barbed wire is a mother blank, she said. And then she concluded by saying, boys, it's not a myth. Whiskey is a lifesaver at these points for disinfecting and drinking.
Well,
from Samantha.
Yeah. I mean, you see the movies that where they set in the olden days.
That's
where
right.
They would just pour whiskey down somebody's throat and then on the wound.
That's right. Disinfect. I can feel the stinging.
Here's Sheila. Sheila, what the heck happened?
It's on my husband. So he helped his dad remodel houses, and he cut his leg with a table saw.
Whereabouts on the leg?
Everything. Right on his thigh.
Oh, that's dangerous. You got a big vein running through there.
So what did he do?
Put lidocaine and packed it with gauze, put a bandage over it, just change it every day. He has a big, like, 1 to 2 inch scar on his leg. It was deep. It was like a half an inch deep.
It didn't get infected or anything?
Nope. He cleaned it real good.
Really? You could see the fat and everything.
You can see the fat. There, he has another one, too.
My God.
Well, that's okay. We can only take one.
Scars are sexy, Sheila.
Sheila, thank you for that call. Let's turn to an evil Heather. Heather, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So what happened?
Yeah, my husband and I were framing our basement, and I shot him with a nail gun.
Where'd it hit him?
It threw his thumb. It went through his thumb in one hand and into the hand bone of the other hand.
Come on.
So he had like a 16-penny nail hanging out of one of his thumbs. But it was New Year's Day, and we were in between insurance. So we strapped that nail into the vise on his workbench and extracted him from the nail.
You know, the best part of your story may be that you started by saying I accidentally shot him with a nail gun, and I'm like,
those things are quick. Ding, 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 ding.
Maybe she was a little, perturbed.
He had it coming, huh, Heather?
Yeah, maybe the jury's still out on that one.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
Thank you for
being on the show. Oh, man, those nail guns.
Jill wrote in, my husband had a wart on his foot. He heated up a knife on the stove and sliced it off. It smelled really bad, but it got the job done. Louise says, I removed a fairly large mole from my leg with a pair of nail clippers.
I've seen a couple of nail clipper ones that have come in.
Well, they pinch and cut, I guess, if you got something that needs off.
Matt said, I broke both my big toes by dropping a refrigerator on them. The blood pooled under the nail, so I used clippers to remove them to relieve the pressure. Is everyone cringing during all of these calls? We'll take one more. It's Christy. Christy, thank you for being on the show. What the heck happened?
Good morning. I was out shopping, and my husband was watching the kids, and my daughter jumped off the couch and hit her head on the coffee table, cut open her eyebrow, and so he gave her the choice. I can take you to the hospital and you can get stitches, or we can just use some super glue. And she said, super glue it.
Glue me up, Daddy.
I'm telling you, man, that's a miracle. It's a miracle substance.
It really is. Oh, man.
It is.
And she's doing fine? No infections or anything?
No, she's perfect. She's 15 now.
Oh, okay. Well, then she's doing fine.
Christy, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for sharing your story. I see a couple of more nail gun stories that are coming in.
I saw those too.
Took off the top of my index finger with a mandolin. What?
What? Just been going to town on that. Kirk fell off his mountain bike a couple years ago, broke his arm, went home and set my own broken arm. Splinted it with a couple wooden spoons and some masking tape. I'm doing fine.
Now here's what all the texts are saying now. Like Robin's like, these calls, and then she's got the emojis.
Like the pukey face.
Pukey face. And then Tony says, guys, I'm queasy.
We're done here. Okay, we'll wrap it up.
Maybe we should be done. Okay.
We're done here.